What's up, everybody? Guess what day it is? Hump day. It's Wednesday, March 28th. Feels like a big day. One of those days that was off to a crazy start. I had to turn around and go back home. You know why? Because I accidentally left myself with a small Hitler mustache. And I was like, are you kidding? I bought a coffee at Starbucks like this? People are going to think that I am a neo-Nazi. No, anyway, I'm not shaving, though. All right, so I went back and cleaned up an accidental Hitler mustache. It's that kind of Wednesday. It's busy. We're running around. There's something in the water here in Virginia. You know, everybody gets sick. Everyone's a little congested. Temperature teetering around 30, 40 all the time. It's a mess. It's 56 right now. Anyway, this is not a weather report. This is a Ken Braverman podcast, everyone. Okay. Many things to talk about, of course. What should we name this pod today? We should name this pod today, creating the best, because that's really what it's about. Okay, we're going to get into immigration later, but before we get to that, this is a public service announcement to all you beautiful ladies out there. I understand that the Me Too movement has taken over. That's fine. I think we need some woman command as well. Not Gina Haspel in the CIA. We don't want her in there. But women in general are A-okay with me. Now, there's one thing that you have to know, though. Okay? I feel a need to do a public service announcement on this. Because springtime is approaching. And I believe it's like the Fresh Prince or someone who said, you know, the sun's out, the girls will be dressing less, whatever it is. And you're going to be walking to and from the grocery store, to and from the coffee shop, to and from whatever. You're going to be in parking lots. You're going to be crossing roads. And I saw it today, and I saw it also when I was in Florida recently, and I remember that this is a problem, so I feel the need to speak up, okay? Ladies, we all know you look great today. We know you woke up and you felt just spring fresh and threw on the short shorts and went out and wanted to strut it. Everyone appreciates that. There's nothing wrong with that. But you need to understand that sometimes other people are driving cars. There's old people driving cars. There are people that are looking at their cell phones driving cars. You have to be responsible for the irresponsible that exist in society. And when they are driving through parking lots, they are not necessarily looking at that fine ass. Not always. And they will run you over accidentally. So here's what you need to do. Pretend, ladies. Ladies, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, because it is mostly ladies that do this. I've noticed this. I actually saw an example of a man and a woman both crossing a roadway at the same time, and the man was looking and the woman was not. Anyway, ladies, we appreciate the fine ass, but pretend that instead of you crossing the street or walking to the supermarket in the area where you don't think anybody would normally be not looking, I know it's still a roadway, okay? It's a parking lot, but it's a roadway. Even pretend it was your kids and not you walking. Pretend that, why must you act worse than your children, worse than you would parent your children? Look both ways while crossing the street, okay? Now, the reason why I bring this up is because I can remember an incident in San Diego in La Jolla where there were signs all over an intersection with time about, hey, were you a witness to this accident where this woman got run over and killed? Yada, 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 yada. And I see it and I know that it's totally avoidable, but it speaks to how you interact with the world. Understand that you have to pretend like you're parenting your children all the time, even when you are acting on your own behalf. So ladies, we know you look fine, but please look both ways. And don't just go because you think you have the right of the way because you're strutting it. All right, that's the end of my somewhat angered PSA. I don't know why I'm angry about it. I'm angry because somebody lost their mother because she looked fine today, and that's not a reason to die. Look both ways. That's all I'm saying. We don't have full driverless cars yet where everybody's is stopping. You know, it does tie into the driverless car story in Arizona where a co-pilot of a driverless car, you know, who isn't paying attention, because humans behind the wheel of a driverless car is the funniest thing ever. Like, people are just going to be doing their nails and texting. Like, no one's ever going to pay attention to the road. So the driverless part has to do everything. And that's fine. That's great. But they need to make crazy decisions, like when, you know, the Simpsons bag lady runs in front of your car with her shopping cart. Do I hit her? Do I hit the cart? What's what? I got to sort this out in a less than a split second, which is really faster than artificial intelligence processing time can do in the natural way. But, you know, we also, our own brains do this too. Like when I'm driving on a road, like right now, that would be funny if I hit something. I could hit a deer right now. I'm on a road that's very populated with deer sometimes. So when we're driving, we see something in front of our car. Sometimes we decide whether to run over it or hit it or not hit it, or usually it's not hit it. But there's a lot of decisions that need to be made, and we're going to progress and have some type of artificially intelligent learning that's going to be able to react in an optimal way when faced with a impediment or a UFO in front of your car. We can call them UFOs. Hey, there's all this UFO talk about people releasing pictures of UFOs. I could go down a road. This is a podcast. Why don't I go down a road with this? No, I don't want to. But okay, people who believe in UFOs want to believe in something that they can't understand. And as far as I can tell, there are no aliens. We would know about them because everyone's looking for them. And we'd see some signs of them if they had ever come close to visiting here. Like Men in Black cannot happen. You cannot have crazy UFO species from all over the galaxy living in New York. As funny as that sounds. So if you believe in UFOs, you believe in something you can't understand, and then you just take it from there. Like your mind just expands on it from there, and then you just go until your heart's content. Now, I know people who I respect their intelligence who believe in UFOs because they see something they don't understand. Now, the question is it aliens? That's the leap that I don't make until I get some proof. Now, so I don't believe in aliens. I don't believe in any other life in the universe that we've discovered yet or has been here yet. That's the foundation of my belief. Next, we're going to get to immigration, I swear. So ladies crossing the street to look, let's remind us of our two things that we always have to be reminded of. One, let's get that nasty, nasty, dirty, dirty scoundrel out of office. And two, let's ban AR-15s. Why haven't we done that yet? Well, let's keep working on that. Now that that's been said, let's move on. The other wild card. So here's immigration and why I kind of named the pod, you know, whoever creating the best. So the census story that popped out, which is we're going to require people make a declaration whether or not they're a citizen, resident, probably whatever, when they fill out the census. Now, this is a weird one because who would require this? And also, well, aren't we all residents or citizens? And the answer is, of course, no, we're not. There's a heavy population of people that are not citizens for sure, and not here legally, whatever. Millions of people, right? And that would. So what would this do if you were required to say whether you are or are not a resident? What are we saying about people that are not residents or not citizens but are here? Who are you? What are you? And this is where the fundamental divide is, I think, in the polarity of the partisan issue. And then let's talk about what the reality of it is. Polarity of the partisan issue is the right says, well, if you're here illegally, get the hell out of here. And you attach a negative connotation to people that are here illegally. And sometimes that is accurate. Sometimes there are people that escaped another country and came here. Absolutely. One of the things about America is being welcoming, and I'm going to get into that more in a minute, but let's just say that the right wants illegals out. I think that's pretty much the case. At least that would be their public statement. Whether or not they want them here, if they're willing to be taken advantage of, is another story. But let's say that they want them out. And then the left, I believe, is split, because the left is always split. That's how you know that it's more of a Democratic Party, because it's always split. The left is split between, well, people really shouldn't be here illegally if they're here illegally, but if they're here and they're good people and they've been here forever, why can't we just let them stay? Oh, bleeding heart. And there's something to that as well. Now, let's get into a larger, I paint the left a little bit in a lighter, more empathetic light on this issue, and I think that's accurate. May call me out if I'm wrong or not, but I'll give you my point of view, which is all I can really stand by, which is this. America used to be so awesome, and probably still is awesome enough, that we're so robust in our administration of the rule of law and our administration of, believe it or not, public education, of social welfare programs that try to keep people out of complete abject poverty and starvation. We are pretty effective as a nation of doing that. And so much so that we're able to absorb people from other countries that may not be coming with much wealth, but are coming with desire to be part of that lawful system. And may or may not be providing a level of technical expertise that could better the society and the growth and the well-being and, you know, overall gross domestic health product of the country and of the individual in the country. There are going to be both sides coming in. Now, America used to be large enough, robust enough to absorb that. What the Trump administration is trying to do is try to weaken that structure overall by filtering a lot of the wealth and power to a minute few who are not empathetic individuals either. The minute few who believe that if you don't have it and you haven't risen to the top, that you shouldn't, and that you are scum. Like there's a thinking of that, of people who look upon other people. Now, I've personally seen people like that and know people like that, and it's whatever. It's a fault of the human condition. I always say that. Like, we have this problem of not really being able to empathize with every other type of human on the planet because there are 7-8 billion people or whatever. And how can you know what someone goes through in another country on a daily basis? And how can you really, truly experience that? Maybe through virtual reality and stuff, we eventually will. And that will make us a different type of person. There was a fascinating story about some type of emotional therapy where when they took away the bounds of fear in your daily life, you answered questions differently in a political sphere. So like your views became more liberal the less you feared your surroundings in a personal physical surrounding sense. So like, and also an overall emotional state. So like, if you were given $1 billion and on your island by yourself and your own boat and your own car and your own harem of women and whatever you wanted, and you had it all to yourself, would you be a little less stressed out and feel better about life? And would your views then become more liberal? That was the weird thing. Your views all of a sudden went from less conservative to more liberal. Liberable? Yeah, liberable. No, that was not in the article. That was me apparently having a mild stroke. More liberal than less conservative. So I think that was fascinating. Anyway, immigration. This is a huge issue. The census is making this an issue, which is, should you answer that you're not a resident here? What does that mean? Might you get kicked out? And the answer is, under Trump and Trump's ice, absolutely. Trump's ice is cold as ice. It is cold as ice. It's throwing people out that had a DUI back when Clinton was, you know, screwing interns or getting BJs from interns, and they, you know, they're a better person now, like they're a dentist now, and, you know, they put crowns on people's teeth and they generally do a good job and don't commit insurance fraud, like they're okay people now. And the thing is, well, what should we be throwing this? Doesn't that destabilize the community a little bit? What do you do with the kids? Yada, yada, yada. And the answer is, America used to be awesome enough to be able to handle that and to look the other way and to say, if you are a productive member of society, we're going to overlook that status classification because you've been here for so long. So how about we adopt a more open policy that way and make judgments on individual personal contribution if we don't know what to make them on? Which brought me to something that I think Trump would actually love if he ever heard this, which is, you know, Trump's all about reality and judging people and being in control and everything. What if there was a reality TV show of like Deport Me or Not, you know, was the name of it. And it was people that were in the review process, you know, in the ICE or immigration review process. And ICE hasn't made a decision on whether or not to deport them yet. And you make a documentary of these people and their lives, and then we all, you know, the president votes, right? Because the president has, until he's not president anymore, he has, and even the new president would have the ability to kind of like the pardon power, be like, okay, you can stay or you got to go. That would be very, very interesting. That would be really something. Because as soon as you put a face and a emotion to the person on the decision you're making, all of a sudden, everyone can empathize a little bit easier. And that would be something. So there's the idea for the day. Because here's what I want America to be, and what America can be, what the world can be, the way things are progressing, and the way that you don't know how fast technology is moving. You don't know the ambient speed of the bullet train that you can jump onto if you simply open your mind to the free, and many times free, technology that is out there, but still sometimes there's stuff you got to pay for. But a tremendous amount is free. The internet is still generally free. Like, if you can get the internet somewhere, you're good. You can go anywhere, even with the net neutrality nonsense that they're trying, that Ajit Pai is trying to sign or is trying to implement. I don't know if they're pulling it off or not, but that will eventually become nonsense because people will always want to communicate unabridged. And now, in the most unabridged manner possible. So communication methods, we'll just pass around walkie-talkies and connect it with the internet some way. It's not like net neutrality could ever really totally take over unless you had a complete consolidation of the network, and then they would just create parallel. I'm sorry, I'm going on a network stint. This is what happens when you get around Washington, D.C. When you turn on the radio, you know what the ads are? The ads are, did you know that cybersecurity solutions for your backup network, do you know that you're a void of bogeys? Everything talks like a freaking military. It's like you're on a submarine. It's craziness. I'm sorry. I go down that tangent. The point is, I'm backing up. Census, immigrants, what should we do? The question is ridiculous right now because we have evil people in power. We're going to get the evil people out and become more benevolent. And at that point, the question is still valid, believe it or not, which is, are you a resident? And if you are, good. And if you're not, well, then we need to figure out why not. And if you should be one, or you maybe won't be one, but still not be, have your life torn apart in the status and position that you're in, at least we're going to have a benevolent dictator, not a dictator like Trump, but a benevolent force being an immigration, I think that the Immigration and Naturalization Department and ICE and all these things, I think they obviously need to err on the side of human rights first, which I believe, of course, we still do. It's not like we don't. But we are being less and less, I feel we're being less and less forgiving. That's what I think. We're being less and less forgiving of the faults. And when it comes to human beings and whether or not they're doing something wrong, hey, there's still crimes to be committed. If people are committing crimes, you lock them up. If people are not committing crimes and they're doing their daily business and they're just not citizens and however they got here and how long they've been here, all that stuff matters. But we are America and we can handle it. We can't handle everyone, but we still have laws. Not everyone is breaking into this country all the time, even without a wall. The wall is ridiculous. The wall is Trump trying to shift money to people that would be creating the wall. That's what that's about. It's a transition of money to friends. That's why he wants to fund it. It has nothing to do with an actual wall. But at least some reason why he supports is people who think a wall would get these foreigners out. And that's the argument that they're trying to make to the ignorant. The answer is no, it will not at all. It will do absolutely nothing of the sort. If anything, it will make it worse because people have to look at a wall, and environmentally you have to deal with a wall, and anyone will just go through, over, or under the wall. It's when they get here, what do we do with them? That's our wall. And if you actually want some type of physical idea, how about a virtual wall? How about a wall patrolled with drones so that we are catching people literally as they're coming over this imaginary laser line? That's the way to do the wall. And I bet we do some of that already, but we need to do more of that. So we're 19 and a half minutes in. That's pretty good. I know people who are not residents of this country, and they're still good people in the limited interactions I've had with many of them, and some not so limited. Yeah, some not so limited as well. Are Some are good people, some are not great people, but it doesn't matter. Their status is not what dictates that. What dictates that is what type of people they are. And that's the kind of system we need to work with now. And so the answer to the immigration problem is a more technical one-on-one, how do we deal with all the people that are here, not broad legislation about you're either in or out. It's a more intensive process, and we can do it with the help of robotics and all these things. Now, I always see a bright future, even though it's raining right now. I see nothing but a bright future because I know that people are scared about robots taking all your jobs. You'll keep hearing stories about robots taking people's jobs. Those stories are not going to go away. And everyone's going to kind of get scared a little bit, but then you're going to realize, well, the reason why robots are taking everyone's jobs is because robots do things that are repetitive and all this other nonsense better than people, because we get bored and we want to do something else. So when robots are going to be doing everything, that means that's going to open up everything else for us. And the things we need to survive, our food, our shelter, our medical care, and all those things are going to be predominantly sourced by automated, intelligent, effective robotics and artificial intelligence. And that means that life kicks ass. So just remember that. That's the direction that we're going.